from me in such position. I have to eat. The higher concept. Me. And the guru also at the same time should not be located in particular body or in particular opinion. But that may be temporary time being for the moment, universal characteristic. Ajar jagman vijanina. Shikha Guru Chaitanya Krishna Swarup. Of the same level, same thought, same aspiration, same similar, all similar. Superior, similar. We try by service and the service of the perfect nature. That is to get that, then will be our portion. When we do not get that, all servants, no guru, that is deplorable condition. All guru, no servant. That is what we should aspire after. Thereby we gain most. More guardian thing for my good. All guardian, all Vedusha. Guardian, Vedusha I want, not servant I want. I am the dictator and they have to carry out, not this. That is also indispensable, but we must be fully awake to the order above, and we have to connect in. We may be the connecting link. We may use ourselves to be the connecting link of the superior to the lower. That is kirtan. Amani manado haile kirtane ohi gaar dive tumi. We shall get the right of speaking to the others. When we are fully dedicated to our guru, amani manado, who don't aspire after anything, and we are ready to give proper respect to one and all. No aspiration of self-seeking. Self-seeking. Guru distributing. Mahaprabhu distributing. Krishna consciousness distributing. Amanananda means to be selfless. No aspiration of personal aspiration. Amanananda. We want to give respect to anything and everything, and don't want anything for our own self. That is one mama. Don't want any position, ready to give position to all. So no aspiration, no wish. That is the stage of mind in which we can be a proper mediator. No self-seeking. The mediator must not be self-seeking to the least. So Namami Manada, the selfless mediator. Only can transmit care. Of God-seeking. The self-seeking may not come. The enemy first. Pratishtha. The Mayavadis, they do not get relief from this pratishtha. Self-seeking. Matsa. Nidmatsa Ramamsata. So they are not eligible for the Bhagavata school. self-seeking. Soham. The biggest thing I am represented there. I am Soham, Tattamoshi, everywhere, most self-seeking. Ahanguru Basuma. They cannot eliminate that nature to worship his own self. Adhishta, the highest position. I hold, I am represented in the highest rank of as in dictatorship, if there is anything. Pratishtha. They can't accept the negative side of the things. All service, no enjoyment. This great. All service, no enjoyment. That sort of life. Servant, slave, slavery, Saranagati, slavery. That creed, to accept the creed of slavery in the service of Krishna. Slavery is our glory. It is glorious to become a slave to Krishna and Krishna. Krishna and his association. I want to be slave. The heart must be prepared for that. By saying slavery, we live in mastership and lording with those. This is the basic conception of Vaishnavism. Sabha Vedanta Vitkocha Vishnu Haktu Vishishati. It passes the stage of Vedanta. Yang Brahmasmi, Dasosmi. They say on their part, taking Hanuman, Deha Buddha Buddhu, Deha Buddha Ang Dasosmi, Manobuddha Tadamsaka, Atma Buddha Tadivahang Idime Nishitamati. Hanuman, who is the ideal of the Dasya Bhakti. They say through their mouth in concoction. Where Hanuman says, when I am in the plane of physical consideration, I am his dasa. I am servant of Ramchandra. When I am in the plane, thinking in the mental plane, I am his part. Part in the parcel of him. And when I soar to the plane of soul, then he and myself are one same. That is their standpoint. But ours is just the opposite. When we are in the plane of physical, we think I am God. In the mental plane, no, I am something different. But in the plane of soul, I am the eternal servant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, glory. Phantasmagoria. So the running after Phantasmagoria. Soham, I am he. Most cursed temperament. Such a great blunder one may commit, all the influenced by Maya misconception that I am the highest. Then how do you fall? Who has forced you to come down to such such stage. He was a self-traitor. He was a traitor to your own self, thinking that you are the supreme entity. Then how your supreme entity can come within Maya in the morning. This is the idea of your supremacy. Supreme Mayadhish, Maya boss, Mahaprabhu told to Sarvabhauma. This is most wonderful, that how one can ignore this plain truth of common sense. Krishna is Mayadhisha, he is the master, lord of Maya, and we captivated by Maya, and he is master of Maya. And you say that these are one sin. The most astounding statement. This broad thing is being ignored by Maya. You are lord of Maya. And what makes you come to be the slave of Maya? The lord of Maya, you have come to be slave of Maya? Vaishnava Seva, Guru Seva. Thereby, we come to be perfect and permanent, where everything, whether taking the name or any other duty that may have the nearest approach towards Vaikuntha culture, cultivation, whether it is maybe a name, through sound or through any other way. Rupa Goswami is that slow. Krishna Namadi no bhavet grajyam indiyai. Sevan muki jivado sarvego. The central thought. This must be very favorite of one who wants to help himself really, but not self-deceiver. His attention must be attracted by this central thought of guidance. Sevan mukhihi. Service is all, serving temperament. And to acquire the serving temperament, the service of the Vaishnava Guru, that whatever nature it may be, does not matter. But try it, to be the Vaikuntha call. And anything, even the killing a person may be devotion. Devotion. Not much about the form, but the spirit. That must be attract our all attention. What is necessary? Serving mode, and we take Harinam, or do any other thing. Atyavashima lokan nohanti no nivodhati. You may kill whole self, but you do not do anything. That is the marginal state. But you kill everything by the order of the Supreme. You do the right thing. Because this killing is not killing proper. Tearing the throat is not killing the man, harming the man. Something like that. The Supreme will, that is all welfare, all beneficial. Die to live. Don't think that you are being a loser. If you go to die, as you are And it is for him now I told you. Dissolve. Die means dissolve yourself as you are at present. Dissolve, dissolve. The proper self will come out with all glory, Christian glory. Dissolve. By service, by seeking the comfort of the Vaishnava, you can dissolve yourself. Ignore yourself, deny yourself as you are at present. Die. Die means deny. Of nine noises, what did you say? The name is noise. Mahaprabhu told. Henokale, Tomasava Kola Hadakori, Aman Hello Yahide. When Mahaprabhu in his trance, he was just experiencing the Leela of Radha Govinda and the Gopis in Govardhan. Sarup Damodar and others tried their best by chanting the name of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, to take him out of the trance. When Mahaprabhu was roused, he complained, "What have you done? I was in such a most happiest experience there, and you are all rousing a clamor. They have drawn me here, down." And Kale, Tuma Sab Kola Hal Kori. Kulahol, a clamor. And what cross of clamor? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that's Krishna now. That's a clamor. And there's Krishna by whom? And also the persons of that type. Kulahol. Noise. Kulahol noise. So 1 lakh of name means 1 lakh of noise. Of course, this is the direction. Then we should think that we are making noise. Once, our Guru Maharaj, he was talking to one person, Harikatha, about Krishna. And he's one of his disciples. Ballal Dighi, at the lowest rank, he was taking Harinam loudly. And the Prabhupada told them, don't allow Chachamichi Corona, don't make noise. Then he answered, I am taking Harinam, you are making noise.
Oh, no.
Have you not had it previously? Do you remember? No. This is
new. No, we didn't hear that.
Didn't hear. Yes. One Vaishnava Das.
Sounds pretty awful.
A disciple. our god brother. Very senior. He was ordinarily, he was an ignorant man, non-educated. He came to Sri Prabhupada and did service. And he was taking name, loudly taking name Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada was talking with a gentleman about it. And he was chanting loudly. And the Prabhupada asked him to speak. Don't make noise. And he answered straight. You are making noise. I am taking the name. so we must be careful about this.
Very difficult. Very difficult.
The Lord saved me from my friends.
Our Guru Maharaj cautioned us also, sometimes while walking, chanting loudly, sometimes quiet. It's for you, not for the world, something like that. Chant not for yourself.
Occasionally, it depends upon circumstance.
The pleasure of Guru Dev.
Not in the presence of the superior, one should try to spread his mental plane towards them. The ways towards them should not be the higher, the movements, the waves of the higher, the vibration of the higher plane should be received and not opposed by another vibration, opposing. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Kim karma kim akarmeti kavayo patra mohita majjhanti yat suryaya. What is truth? It is infinite. Satyam param dhimahi. The higher conception of truth, let us try to attain, to cultivate.
Maharaj?
Sarcha.
Then it seems that we have been tricked by that Kali Santara Upanishad. Is that where it says Harinam, Harinam, Harinam Eva Kevalam? It says chant the holy name. And yet if we chant the holy name, when we learn about it deeper, we know that there are so many things that by the time you want to chant the holy name properly, you have to surrender completely to Krishna. And it's not so easy as just chanting.
They said that in Kali Santana Upanishad, etc., this Harinam and also Naradiya Purana, that if we are told simply to chant Harinam, that after chanting we find there are so many more things.
More
things. We must surrender in so many more ways. So we've been tricked by this only Harinam Eva Kevalam. We got tricked, fooled.
When we shall go, what is Harinam? The analyze. Many things will come out. Relative thoughts. Hari, not Ahari. There is Hari and there is not Hari. What is Hari, what is not Hari? In the process, everything will come in details. In general, take Harinam. Then what is that Harinam? Harinam proper. Only one Harinam is sufficient to quench all our thirst, to do away all our sins. But what you have is that Harinam. How to get that Harinam? And what is, who is Hari? And what is his name? Details in details. General call. Take Harinam. It is general. And when it come to get it, then details will come to you. This, do this, do this, do this. Everywhere you search. Everywhere. The first approach, in a word, one word, used. Come here. Then, next, what? Whatever you say, in the least sound you have to express the beginning call. And then when you come there, you get many things. In every case, it is such. First, hazy call, hazy attraction, and then details comes. Anywhere in it. Now, try to take arena, that the sound infinite, sound absolute, not ordinary sound, meaning you are catching, and moving hither, thither, for this thing and that thing. The universal sound. Try to attain the universal sound. And what color? You will be able to catch as the solution of that song. Take Harinam. Accept the universal sound. Try to feel the universal sound that is ringing. Try to connect yourself with that. And what will be the object of that universal sound? It will come to you gradually. How you can connect with the universal wave. Universal purpose, the object, destination, connect with you with that. Then you will be relieved of provincial and local difficulties. Your identification with local and provincial difficulties is bringing reaction to you and you don't desire that. So connect with the universal soul. And you have a permanent basis. And no reaction would be possible. I just go. His eyes go where you go.
Does it make any difference whether if you want to develop a serving attitude?
Yes.
Does it make a great difference if you serve a very advanced Vaishnava or a less advanced Vaishnava? Will the serving attitude develop in both cases?
Of course. The difference between advanced Vaishnava, more deeper, engaged in the attraction that is of the universal. Nearer the approach, nearer the universal call or sound or activity. Nam, Rup, Gundira. And the quality, and then the fastings in connection with that universal sound, we shall come to be connected with gradually.
So one should try to serve the highest Vaishnava?
Highest realization, highest Vaishnava. Type also, etc. And the degree, the highest degree in Dasya Rasa, highest degree in Sukha Rasa, in Bhakshada Rasa, in this kind of. In every department there is head and sub-head in this way.
You told Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, he mentioned Pushpavan. Three words. I could not catch the words. Pushpavan. And another word.
It is not an easy thing to be able to throw a flower in his body to attract his attention towards me. That is to capture him for my sweet service. It is not not very easy. I am trying lice to after lice. But still I am not able to throw, to come in his care, within his attention, to present one's own self within the circumference of his attention in the service of Madhur Rasa, to be able to come to such a level that from there to throw a flower on his body to attract him to enjoy his heart, to enjoy her, to come such, to such a level, to such a circle. I am not able to, trying hard for so long time. But you have got only the beginning of the that sound, and you think, oh, it is already within my fist. It is not so easy a thing. Easy thing. That was his attitude. But we need not think that he is in that position. But he is saying so. to say such. That is in itself, that is a proof that he is with. Na prema bandhasti manandvarati me haru, as Mahaprabhu says. As much as one gets, so much he thinks that I am not getting. The occupation of infinity is of such nature. It must be measured from the negative side. But you give up. You are trying lives after lives, sacrificing so much, still you are not able to draw the attention of Krishna. You leave it. Come away. No. I can't leave everything. I can't. It may be an imagination. Still I won't leave it. It is nothing. Still I must. I cannot go any other way. Demand, hankering, hunger, only hunger. Uda chahida, hankering is health. Hunger is health. What is the symptom of a good health? Nah, to be hungry.
Scientific.
What do your research department say?
Very scientific.
Be hungry, so you don't. First class. This is Prachad. I'll go and preach that mind. This is wonderful.
Now I know how to preach to the medical doctors.
And I am poison to ISKCON. I am supposed to be poison.
Then we should die a crore times.
Are you poison?
Dying one crore times would not be any use.
Yeah. Swami Maharaj was present. What did he say? That these words are not of my Guru Maharaj. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. Hari Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Swami Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, used to say, that preaching is the essence. What is the meaning of that?
Essence.
Yes. Used to say books are the basis, preaching is the essence, utility is the principle, and purity is the force. So what is the meaning of that? Preaching is the essence.
Preaching is the essence and?
Books.
Books are the basis.
Duties.
Books.
Books are the duties.
No, are the basis.
Basis.
And?
Utility is the principle. Utility is the principle, and purity is the force.
Utility is the force. Yes, utility is the
principle.
Mane yukta vairagya. Mane nirvana krishna sambandh hai yukta vairagya. Utility. He used to say, use everything.
Utility is the principle.
Yes.
Utility. Utility from the standpoint of universal standpoint. Utility. The principle. Utility is service. Utility. That I may be used properly. The kirtan is life. Essence. Essence means vitality. The life, the transaction, movement. Movement. That is cultivation of the Lord. To indent and to import and export. That is life. Import and export. Import of God and to export things. Import and export, that should be the movement of two sides, opposite, and this is connecting with God. Kirtan means export, and then import is necessary for that. So, it is the essence of life. Vitality means import and export. Export, in the name export, but import is implied. Without import, no export is possible. And that is the essence when vitality is there. And then, essence is kirtan, and then?
Books.
Books are?
Basis.
Basis. That is, we may not be, that is a greater circle. If we want to represent, it may not be indirect connection, and the indirect connection should be adopted for future and for far. We can only through the sound with the lips, the tongue produced sound in a limited circle, but the books can reach far away, and also in future also it may work. So, it is, books are the
basis.
That should be taken, the basis. That is for greater kirtan. And then,
with
that basis, we should do kirtan. Another thing, that when we speak and when we write, there is a saying, then in writing, there is responsibility, more responsibility. Satang Bada Maliko. In kirtan, we may be more attentive to the thing, because I cannot say anything irrelevant. I must be fully awake to my principle. When I meditate, that is very weak, because anything and everything I may think with it. But when I say something to others, I must be more attention, all attention. I may not be relevant. Kirtan. And then again, Satam Bada Maliko. Orally you may make transaction with anything, that accuracy may not be so much necessary. But when you take down, write down, you will be more attentive, more accurate. Because it will be the idea, not all statement, The evidence is there. So you would be more attentive when you write something than you say. When you say, you are more attentive than when you meditate, and when you write, you would be more attention, all attention, than you say in mind. So,
Books are the basis.
Basis. And that's the basis you will go on Kirtan, reproduce. Mm. In the basis of book, it must be more accurate. It is more caught there, and right, as like permanent. So you'll be all attention when you write something, then you say something. So, then?
Purity.
Utility is the principle.
That you must not do any other purpose but for the service of Krishna, must be pure in principle. Selflessly you are doing for the service of Krishna and the Guru, and not for any other object of life. That principle you must accept first. On the principle of purity first, then in the basis of writing second, and then import and export, what is that?
Preaching.
Yes. And then another fourth thing?
Purity is the force. Purity is the force.
Purity is the force.
Force.
Yes, force.
Purity is the force.
Yes.
Then it will come to make us understand the purity is the force. If you are sincere, you are pure, and pure, then it will get the source of energy from there. Tatparatrinanirmalam. Purity is the force. The force you will get as much as you will become pure and self, that is selfless. Selfless. And if it impure, then you will be weak. You will be cowed down. But if you are pure and sincere at your heart, the infinite force will come to back you. Purity of purpose. Purity of purpose. That is dharma vishra, the faith. That is the source of all power, the faith. Has the darling guy has also come here?
Yes.
What's the time now? 9?
9:45.
Oh, 9:45. So now I dissolve the meeting.
Purnananda.
Go and make arrangement for their own kalpa, the two. So ask that they